Dungeons are fun, and you'd rather drink than fight dragons. The answer you seek is Funjuns and Flagons.
Yay!
Hey! Hello there, travelers!
Welcome to episode 4 of Funjuns and Flagons. Thank you so much for coming back and joining in on the adventures of the hashtag Tiny Boys.
Tiny Boys.
I am your moderator, and just a quick recap, we are not any edition of D&D. We are just a fun storytelling improv RPG where a D20 decides the fate of everyone's actions.
Yes, and
a big shout out to our Patreon, everyone who donated. You are the reason why we are still going right now. So a quick read of our highest tier, because thank you. And if you see them in the comments, make sure you give them some love. We've got an applause, please. Anonymous Santa, Ray San Miguel, Baxon, Rodrigo Bastida, Cordy Rabidoy, Nathan Swab, Steve Willis, Nick Perry, Richard Stodberg, Noelia Pereira, David Shields, DVK Joe, Burhan Rashid, Emily Wilson, Sky Levin, and our new backers, Kevin Shaw, Constantine Landberg, Grace Miller, and Thierry Fournier. Yay! That's enough. And if you want to get involved at all or make any donations, just jump onto patreon.com/geekbomb because it's all there and you can help with the campaign. So, what happened in the previous episode? I'll tell you. Previously on Funjuns and Flagons, our adventurers, with a hint of information about how to get the bear ring back to Lady Ursa, decide to head to the local tavern, Tannen's Tavern, to get information on the mysterious Mole Man.
Mole Man.
Unfortunately, Tannen had a bit of an issue with his wagon supply, and in exchange for information, he wanted his supplies back. Our adventurers went off to the Dark Groves, where they met up with 6 corrupted pixies. It turns out the pixies rolled real well and nearly killed 2 of our 3 adventurers.
Not the third.
And destroyed most of the supplies.
All the cheese.
Our adventurers are now in front of a burnt out and nearly destroyed wagon. Will they get their information from Tannen? All that and more coming up right now on Funjuns and Flagons.
Hey!
So guys, what would you like to do?
Heal him. I want to heal him. I want to heal my buddies.
One, you can only heal one because you can't do double spell at a time. Who are you going to heal?
Who's the sicker?
Torrin's nearly dead.
I'm nearly dead.
Sorry, I'll get the nearly dead one.
All right.
No, you won't. Well, that's a six.
That's
a 6.
But with a magic bonus of 20. Okay. All right.
We're all good. We can just
use our items.
Well, no, we can just drink this... We can drink, half this keg of beer on the way back and we'll be fine.
So the supplies that you were trying to intercept from the corrupted pixies who have been stopping trade along this route.
Yes, and?
Route, whatever.
There
is 1 keg and 1 or half a bag of grain when there was 2 kegs, 3 bags of grain and 4 wheels of cheese and a potion.
Who's counting?
Hey, this potion has pixie wings on it.
And I have it in my possession, thank you very much.
So you're not going to give that back to Tannen? You're going to keep it on your person?
I think you should just drink it right now.
I think I should chug it. I think I should knock it back real fast.
One thing I really quickly want to talk about is that every time we roll a 20 on this game, someone has to drink, the person of your choice, if you roll the D20. And 2, you each have magical items. We have the bag of holding, the wand of wandering, and the potion of quaffing. Now, every time you roll a D20, which one of you did each, you gain 1 more use.
Oh, damn.
So currently standing... Torrin, you have 5 uses of your bag that you can reach anything out of. Helgarth, you have 6 uses to sip a potion. And Maester, you can use 6 different spells. But of course, you don't know what it is until you use it. It could be good. It could be bad.
I want to use a spell on the sick one.
Yeah, do you guys want to just fuck around with these items?
I want to use a spell on the sick one.
Let's
spell on Torrin.
Let's do a bottle episode where we just use our items.
Alrighty, who wants to use their item first?
Spell.
Roll for it.
Spell.
Everyone, roll.
Roll. 20!
Alright, so you instantly get a replenished charge.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, we'll start off with you, Helgarth. You rolled a 20.
Yeah.
So you sip your potion.
Oh, so cute.
And you pick someone who drinks.
Yes, it is.
You just sipped the Amy Burns potion.
Ooh.
And it burns as it goes down. You can now speak to animals.
Whoa!
Hell yeah! That's Calvin status.
Shit, yeah.
But
throwback.
You have a pig snout.
I'm like Dr. Doolittle. I have a pig snout.
Got him. Lil Zinger.
Whoops.
God damn it. Can I wear like a mask or something?
You can buy a mask at the local, back in
you're
town.
Still,
if you
you're
like.
Still sexily humble.
Well, oh, yeah, he's still sexually humble, even
no
with,
what, with
no
smell.
Matter
oink,
what.
Oink.
It's not a big deal. I can talk to animals.
Yeah.
You are half animal now. So you have still six charges in your in six sips of your potion.
Cool.
11. Yes, I want to 11. See if I can do something to my old pal, Torin.
Heal 11. Me. You have cast the William Stewart spell. A jaunty tune is played. All fighting stops and a dance battle ensues.
Damn.
There is no fighting.
Real useless.
You just dance.
But that tune is pretty badass.
Brett, thanks for the tune.
Yeah, crank it,
hell
Brett.
Yeah. I feel better.
Okay.
Morale is
you guys gain a quarter health from
hell.
The gym.
You're welcome.
I rolled a 3.
Wait, are there any snuggly animals around? Like bunnies or
you are in
like
the groves. There are small bunnies, yeah.
If I snuggle a bunny, will that heal me a little bit?
No, but you'll...
Haven't you ever heard of animal therapy?
It's not...
He's half animal.
Yeah.
Give him a hit point.
You don't think the bunny would be scared of a gnome with a pink snout?
It's like, hey, man, get off me.
He's talking to him, though.
You gather three bunnies, and they make... soft cuddles with
aww.
You.
Hell yeah.
I feel right as rain,
that's
brother.
So
what did I pull out of my bag?
What did you roll?
I rolled a 3.
You rolled a 3
a
for
terrible
your
number.
Maybe
what?
Not.
You
maybe not
rolled... You pull out what Kindle Viskia has got in for you. You reach into the bag and you find a fine powdery dust.
Sniff it.
Roll to find out if you know what it
throw
is.
Throw it in his eyes.
Okay. 2.
You sniff have it. No idea what this powdery dust does, but it is now in
sniff
your
it.
Possession.
Shit. Powdery dust.
Yep. Fine powdery dust.
Not
fine
just dust.
Powdery dust.
Alrighty, so Torin, you lose one reach in your bag, and Maester, you lose one spell in your wand.
Maester.
Now, before we started all of this, Torin, you rolled for something? A 20? You rolled something. What did you want to do?
Oh, I want to have someone drink. Who wants
he hasn't
to do
had
it?
Someone drink yet.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay.
Who are you going to do it?
Well,
you got to make a choice.
I already had Maud do it once. And I said I would make Maud drink every 20 that I rolled. Am I going to stick to it? Of course I am.
Yeah. Well
met. Such
an
evil laugh.
Thank you.
It was evil.
Well met.
Well met. Let's quaff.
Yeah. Ooh, good. And to the quaff.
To the good times.
To the quaffing.
To the quaffing.
I sense quaffing in the offing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Death
mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, that's boys. All kinds of evil. Ooh, yeah. All right, what would you like to do?
What do you say we rest up and just make sure we're totally healed?
Yeah,
do you want
like
to do it in the dark groves?
Or do it at the tavern?
That's
I vote.
A good point. Yeah, we should go do it at the tavern.
Let's hitch up this tavern. I mean, this wagon. Oops.
The wagon is
hit.
Desperately like no,
yeah.
It's bad.
No,
it's
cool.
Our gorilla boy, he should put the grain over his shoulder.
Not that I'm bragging or anything,
yeah.
But I have the strength of 10 gorillas.
Gorillas.
The thing,
yeah, he can't stop mentioning.
Me.
Sexually humble.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what are you
going
to do?
What are you
going to
do?
I'm just crazy strong. It's whatever.
You know, it's just like I'm flying around. Yeah. I got these great friends.
To Tannin's Tavern.
To Tannin's Tavern.
Man, everything in my face is hot right now. It's so warm. God damn. Alrighty,
like
so you make
so
your way back
later.
Through the dark groves. There's dead pixie bodies strewn everywhere.
Yep, good.
Hey, look at that
abandoned, scarred wagon that's nearly burnt to a crisp. And you successfully, after trudging all night and not being healthy, arrive at Tannin's Tavern.
I'm feeling fit as a fiddle.
Whoa!
You son of a bitch! What are you doing?
You bastard!
Imagine running into Tannin at Tannin's Tavern.
How? What are the odds?
Yeah.
Send us into a fucking trap, you asshole!
Wait, what are you guys talking about? You guys got my stuff. My friends are back. What? How many?
Oh, are we friends?
You called me bud earlier, and that meant something in here.
Aww,
you are my bud. I feel like
you're
we're buds.
My bud. We've talked so much.
No. There's a little picture that says "Don't trust your friendship."
You can't even sit in your damn chair, you damn unfriend.
Yeah. You knew we were going to get beset by pixies, you son of a bitch.
Something happened to your cargo.
Okay, I'm going to set out a cake.
Cool.
Does this make everybody feel a little better? I feel a lot
what
of animosity.
Kind of cake?
If I eat the cake, will it help regain some of my health?
I think you guys need to rest to get, regain your health. Maybe. But I mean, you'll get a few hit points from the cake.
Is okay. The cake good? What kind of cake is it, man?
What's your favorite
kind of cake?
Is it? What's your favorite kind of cake?
Because fatty. You're indoors right now, it's a big tavern.
Huh?
You're not claustrophobic.
Sparkle cake.
Oh, you're just angry.
Sparkle cake? This might be sparkle cake.
Sparkle cake is my favorite.
Can I roll to see if it's sparkle cake?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it? Yeah, the blue one. The blue one rolls really well.
It rolls really well. It's great.
And it's
That's a nine. It's just a sparkle cake.
It's just sparkle.
Sparkle.
Oh, man, I hate when it's out of the box.
Oh, it's okay. It's not edible. So just look at it.
So Tannen notices that our adventurers haven't come back with...
What?
Many of the supplies.
Wait.
I really hope you're not going to start in on us right now.
Okay. Hold on. Back. I made a sparkle cake, and I was, like, excited that my friends were home. I didn't call out your pig nose. I mean, I guess I did just now.
He's right. He didn't call out your weird pig nose. He's good.
And then there's a lot of blood in here now, and you guys, like, you're just weird. And then there's a wagon outside that looked like my Volvo wagon.
there's no wagon, but it's
actually just a pile.
I'll tell you what there is. There's one keg of beer. Well, Let's three quarters of a keg. Inventory. We drank some of it on the way back, and
a half a bag
of grain. Yeah. And you're still alive, which you're not going to be for much longer if you don't tone it down a notch. Yeah. Because we just been through some shit. Okay.
I nearly died.
We got beset.
Actually,
by pixies on the
way. Tarin is still nearly dead.
Yeah.
And
that's what I'm trying to point out. You got a lot of blood you brought in.
Cool.
1 inch worth.
All right. I would like to turn away from this conversation and float up to a bed where I can sleep and rest.
You actually need permission from the innkeep, and usually it does cost money to stay at there, so you can't just go up and do it.
Damn.
Hey, buddy. Remember?
Ow!
Oh, sorry. It's
Please,
wrong.
For the love of God, just be a cool bro.
Be a cool bro.
Like, I know it's
no,
weird
I'm cool.
That I'm here with this pig
I'm
nose
cool
and everything. You know what?
Think
that wasn't
this.
Like what I intended to
think
do
about
with
this
my
from
life.
Your, think about this all from your old pal, Maester. These two fuckers are so close to dying. May they just get a little shut-eye in your little beds.
I mean, they also just threatened me.
Yeah, but also...
and are very close to
but
dying
he's
on
also,
that premise.
I don't
so humbly
require
sexy.
Any kind of big bed. I'm pretty small, so...
I can barely hear you, little
guy. He can sleep in, like, a matchbook, man.
I could
Do you got a matchbook you can spare?
Yeah.
Look,
a nice
the
matchbook.
Tiny boys share one bed. We
okay.
share one bed.
Okay.
Oh, you're very small.
There's
We're
a dog
small.
Caught that if the dog, for some reason, is going to be willing to let you sleep there.
Oh, perfect.
I guess
that would
be okay.
Caught.
But no one can even communicate
sleep
with it. It's a dog.
Princes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Talk to the dog.
Talk
get
to the
dog.
Fucking
dog.
Like,
okay, that's a dumb
like
idea.
Princes.
How are you going to talk to my dog?
Princes who adore you.
Talk
go
to
ahead
the dog.
Now.
What? Helgarth, talk to
my
the dog.
My dog walked in, but he lost
God.
Interest because nobody's right. paying attention.
Hey, dog.
Hey,
dog. Dog. Is it cool if we borrow your bed? Huh? You can sleep anywhere. You're like a dog.
Wait, hold up. Who's talking?
That's me. I talk to animals.
The pig nose one.
Okay, I got a lot of things to say. They do stuff naked here a lot.
In the dog bed?
Yeah, with the dog bed.
Jesus
What's
Christ.
He saying?
The third floor is all butts. It's so many butts.
All butts.
I love it personally, but I don't get
Doug
it.
Doug sniffed.
And all butts.
What is he
Man,
saying?
I've
He's
never
saying we should
anybody.
Sleep on the third floor.
Also, I like saying the word pixie.
don't let him hear. They can't hear what you're saying.
I know.
Don't say it in like human English.
Oh my god, the gnome with the pig nose is having an in joke with a dog right now. Okay.
Look, man, I'm sorry if I'm just letting it all out there. I'm just never had somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I mean,
I like your nose too.
Yeah, thanks. I'm getting used to it.
Are you resting or not?
I would really like to rest.
Hey, buddy, you're just barking at this dog. Can we figure out if we're gonna sleep or not? I'm real tired.
Yeah. So is it cool? Like we can hang out and stuff like later, but is it cool if we just like take a little rest in your bed?
In my bed?
Yeah.
I mean, I told you real literally, like a lot of sex stuff happened in it.
A lot of sex stuff will
yes.
continue to happen in it.
Oh man.
Am I right?
All right.
Fellas?
I did
Sorry,
say
are
that.
Are you speaking dog or are you
yeah,
speaking
Yeah, wait. Are
English?
You answering the dog? What did the dog say?
He said
that is cool.
Can we
right?
replay that what they heard?
He said. He said it's cool.
All
right. Yeah, don't worry about what
Why
he's saying.
Why is that dog?
That right there
the
is
in
a cabin. That right there is an awkward pause. Okay, roll to see if you heal. Roll to see if you heal on your rest.
We have to roll to heal while resting?
Depends how well.
I got no damage.
I got a 2.
I got a 5.
What the fuck?
Why are you trying to kill us already when we're just trying to rest?
No. Dungeon master. Oh my god.
So you heal a little bit, but you're not fully rested again.
Sorry. And here comes the healing.
By the way, try healing.
Here comes
again.
A little healing spell.
Who are you healing?
All of them. 19.
I find the heal.
Yeah! I feel fit as a fiddle.
So guys, are you going to solve what's going on with Tannen?
Tannen, you son of a bitch. Tell us about the goddamn
I
mole man.
I
want
to ask the dog.
What?
I want to ask the dog.
About the mole man.
Sure.
Yeah. Yo, dog.
What are we supposed to do? Things that happen in that bed.
Okay. Has anything ever happened in that dog bed involving a man with a mole?
And dark eyes?
And an owl crest?
Kinda, yeah. Like, you mean two guys with robes?
Oh, two guys, huh? Tell me about this other guy.
Yeah, wait, hold on. I want to know about this.
Now go back to the mole man. We want to know.
You guys can't
man.
Hear what he's saying. Shut up. Sorry. I'm talking to this dog here.
You just said two men.
Put him on a leash, Tannen.
God, these guys.
I know, right?
A
couple of Budinskis over here.
Look, if you want me to tell you a story, I mean, I'm not going to do it for free.
What do you need?
You pay the dog.
Like a bone or a piece of jerky or something.
Oh, what a dick. I'm talking gold pieces, baby.
I was talking about like a bone from an animal, but like a dick? What?
You can't actually sell the towards the dog with your only keg and some grain, which is all you really have on you.
And it's not even ours.
I'm pretty sure this dog just asked me for gold. I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. What are you going to use the gold for?
We're playing Fungeons and Flagons. The dog can ask for gold.
Real quick,
gold.
Are you done talking to my dog? Because I haven't seen him in a while.
Okay, so look, your dog mentioned something about two guys that have been canoodling here.
Damn it.
So somebody apparently has been getting busy with the man with the mole, and I think you owe some info.
Okay, look. I was actually gonna give you guys 20 gold pieces, food rations, tiny parade.
Oh.
Unless you're tiny. None of that's happening because you ruined my life and ruined everything and have a deeper connection with my dog than I do. But
It's not our fault.
Aurelia's Dr. Doolittle brother.
You can give him pets.
No,
man.
But honestly, he hasn't connected to anyone in a long time, and I appreciate that. Well, so you're humble in some sort of interesting way to me.
All I can maybe say sexy. Is that you're welcome.
Whoa, maybe.
Maybe.
I did put a poster up.
So what do we get in exchange for making the dog happy?
Info.
Any info?
Info.
Info?
Oh, yeah, info? Yeah. Okay, you just can't tell that I'm telling. There were two guys in here.
Two guys.
They had dark robes.
Dark robes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
One of them had, you know, a possible cancerous lesion on his face.
Wow. Mole.
Ooh, that's
okay,
a mole.
Well,
that's a mole.
I mean, he should get it checked out. It changed size.
Children
from
watch
the last
this
time
show.
Healthcare kind of blows in this land.
Aurelia is not known for its medicine.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, it's hard. Anyway, that guy, though, the reason I know that his mole changed shape, because, you know, like, that's what I'm saying, go to the doctor.
It changed shape?
Well, I mean, they say go to the doctor if the edges change shape.
It definitely changed shape.
Yeah, so it changed shape. So I'm just saying, get it checked out. Everyone, really, this is just good advice. But it's because I see him kind of often. I kind of see him around town sometimes.
Often?
Doing what?
Oh, he's a local.
You know,
yeah, what's he up to?
Weirdly, because he comes in here and, you know, does stuff in the dog vet, I got to wonder what he's always doing by the sept. It's almost like, is he like a clergyman or something? I mean,
number 5 on our map?
A clergyman who does weird sex stuff. I don't know if that makes sense.
I've never heard of anything like that before.
Yeah,
in my life.
What's the sept? What's a sept?
A sept is a word for a church.
He would tell you, sept, you interrupted.
Of course you wouldn't know that, you godless son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you could tell us about this other guy, this other fella?
Or about this pixie potion I have in my clutches?
You mean my pixie potion?
Why did you say that?
I thought it didn't come back on the inventory here.
I mean...
All right, so...
Wait. A little forget me spell.
Yeah, go.
17!
Forget me spell. Yeah.
Who am I?
Ooh, went a little too hard.
Worked a little too well.
All right, so Tenon's very confused.
He's an amnesiac.
Can't remember who you are, what he's doing. He's going to need a moment.
I feel like I knew exactly about another guy in a robe, but now I forgot everything about him.
Oh, God.
God damn it!
Hey, don't put this on me. I'm just a kind of classic
little drunk. You guys
are
both idiots. I'm putting it on both of you. Yeah.
Here,
you know what, Tannen?
May I give you a little roundup of what you were just doing?
Tannen.
You were about to give us 35 gold pieces.
No, Andy.
For bringing back all of your
supplies.
Roll for a deception check. No, I'm just Jeremy. Just Jeremy. Just
11.
Damn it. You get 10. He remembers 10 gold pieces.
I don't know. I kind of remember the number 10. Oddly specifically.
Sick.
Great.
But yeah, I'll give this to you.
You're right. I was wrong. Sorry about that.
And then I think I have a child. I left a child on a bus.
All right.
Oh my God.
There you go.
What is a bus?
You lose the keg. You lose the half bag of grain. You keep the potion. Well done with your memory wiping spell. You have 10 gold pieces and information. What would you like to do?
And that potion. Ooh, I would like to go to that dang sap.
Yeah.
Right?
I would like to fly high above the sept to reconnoiter and see what's going on over there.
You fly above the sept and you realize that everything's quite quiet. The ass of the sept. Graveyard where there are some freshly turned graves, but as you can see with your 1-inch body and little eye, there's no one around. It looks like it's actually been a little bit abandoned for a while.
Interesting. There, I can't see that.
You can't see shit,
but I can see magic.
When he comes back, he'll tell us.
You
what
sense
was it
magic.
That you saw exactly?
I sense magic.
I tell them everything that I saw that I can't remember because...
You've had how many shots?
It's late.
There were some turned over graves, but the sept looks pretty chill.
Yeah.
And
let's go dig up those graves.
I sense magic.
That's like my second favorite thing to do after talking to pets.
Does he sense magic?
I sense magic.
He senses magic from the tower.
Fuck.
From the tower.
Coming in the tower.
Interesting.
What would you like to do?
I would like to sneak in like a rogue.
Roll for me to see how sneaky you are, because you're a rogue, you get plus 2.
Wait, are we sneaking into the sept, or are we going around the back and to the graveyard?
He says he wants to go straight to the front door.
I want to sneak in and just overhear what's going on inside the sept.
That's smart.
He's a 1-inch little pixie.
She, 7.
Plus 2 is 9, you don't hear
You fucking headbutt that door.
You're not stealthy. What would you like to do?
Ooh, I would like to rejoin my friends, and we'll go check out those graves.
Sure.
Let's walk around it and check out those graves.
Do you dig up the graves? Whoa.
Just to double check with you guys, is that a weird thing to do? Like, if we go just, like,
it's
digging up graves.
It's pretty fucked up, yeah.
Somebody from the sept is probably going to come out. Let's go into the sept first and, like, talk to whoever's there and just kind of see what's up. And
we're missing off. We're missing out on some really good grave robbing, but because you're my buddy, number one. Or maybe number 2. We'll go ahead and go into the sept.
Yeah.
I'm real. There's always time for grave robbing.
I may be feisty, but I know a good idea when I hear one.
Yeah, it's like a weird time to do it.
Ooh, it's morning. I'm no longer glowing.
You're no longer glowing. It is definitely morning. So you're going into the tower? We're
walking into the damn sept.
Alrighty.
I cast an invisibility spell.
Why?
So they don't
see
us? Do you want to see
us? It will just be for you, but go for it.
That could be useful.
14!
Alright, just you are invisible.
So just the two of us.
Walk into the sept.
Alrighty, so you walk up into the tower, which looks like it's been abandoned for some time. There are cobwebs strewn everywhere. You walk up the stairs. It smells dusty. It feels eerie.
It's pretty big though, right?
The rickety tower looks like it's been unkempt and run down.
How big is this tower though?
You enter the room. Inside the room, you see a bookcase full of old, untouched books with cobwebs all along it. You notice a big, giant mirror, an ornate mirror, that looks very dusty as well. There are potions all over the table. Someone has been here recently.
Interesting.
What would you like to do?
Oh, don't worry, that mirror can't see me.
I want to look in the mirror and check out my pig nose. I haven't actually seen it in person.
Roll me a d20.
We've actually been hyping it up like it's really cool. Hopefully it looks cool.
That's 9.
You are frightened, and you actually get -1 on your next roll.
Aww. It scared me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said there's a bunch of potions.
That's not what I expected.
I'd like to see if...
What?
Perception check. Yeah, I want to do a perception check.
15.
Oh, wait, I rolled it. You roll it.
Sorry, wait, but you got a 15.
I know, it's good.
15 perception.
It was good.
15!
With your perception, you can hear footsteps coming up the stairs.
Oh, shit, no. I hide behind a bottle on the top shelf.
I stand right in front of the door.
Roll for me. What would you like to do, Elmo?
20!
You are hidden completely.
You can't even hear
Who's
him.
Who's going to drink? Fuck. And you get an extra charge in your bag.
Ooh!
Oh, shit.
I'm going to just lean on the counter. Hey. Just wait for whoever's
Because it's
coming.
Just you. He can only see you.
Just hanging out.
Don't worry, man. I'll block you.
Just checking stuff out.
And just in time, as the pixie hides behind the bottle, as Helgarth tries to make his pig snout look bearable, and as fucking Maester tries to position himself so you can't see me, John Cena, whatever, that's fine. Someone enters the tower room.
Coming up my stairs after my successful stealing. There's a lot of yelling up here.
Yeah, just me. That was me yelling. Hey,
who are you? What the hell are you doing to my sept?
Just, you know, checking things out, seeing what's going on.
I said, who are you?
Oh, me?
I said, what are you?
What am I?
I said, what are you doing to my sept?
You're asking a lot of questions.
What's going on?
What is the University of Pennsylvania?
Is that disembodied voice yelling at me about something?
This is weird.
Ridiculous.
Don't worry about that, though. I was just kind of hoping you could help me out with this thing. I heard you were a real smart guy. I don't know if you've heard of me. I'm Helgarth Trinkledink. No big deal. I have the strength of 10 gorillas.
The strength of 10 gorillas?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know someone who's got the strength of 20 bears.
Wow. Really? Where?
Really?
Who's that?
It's 10 dragons.
10
dragons.
I changed it. Oh, my mind changed, and it's actually 10 dragons, not 20 bears.
10 dragons?
But
that's
still,
impossible.
That's impressive.
Very impressive strength.
Impressive, I whisper to myself.
Yeah. Wow.
I think his name is,
Excuse me? Not yet.
Okay. I don't remember his name.
Shit. I never met anybody stronger than me before.
What is that noise that also echoed shit from above the cabinet?
Oh, sorry. I have Tourette's.
Roll for deception.
I should roll for perception, shouldn't I?
Yeah, roll for perception. Roll for deception. 10. Higher or lower than that? 12. You fall for it.
I have this weird echoey.
Shit, fuck!
Language,
you're in a sept, don't forget.
I know,
I'm not going to get any advertising on this video.
I'm hoping you can help me with that and the pig nosing thing. Anyways, I heard you were really smart, and maybe you could answer
what
some
is
questions
smart?
For me.
What is smart? What does that even mean? You know, when we look at the world,
wow, who
my
has time
friend,
for this? It's like, let me explain as simply as I can. It's like how I have the strength of 10 gorillas. Maybe you have the intelligence of like 10 men, right? Something like that.
Maybe.
Why are we yelling?
It's a
oh my God.
He's a scat man.
Oh, where's your mom?
say, brother.
He's a babe.
Oh, right.
Put it on your face. Yeah, put it in here. Oh, wrong way.
I turn slowly to you, to this angle which you have not yet seen.
Oh my God. Is that a bull?
Oh yeah, no, this is my friend Marlena the Mole.
Okay.
I'm Melman Molman.
Melman Molman.
My name is Melman the Molman.
That's what you meant by changing shape.
Isn't she adorable?
Yeah.
It's literally a mole.
Actually, you know.
Man.
Sorry, I'm invisible.
Say hi.
Hi.
Pet my mole.
Well, listen.
Touch it.
Do you mind?
Stroke it.
Wow.
Now lick it.
Fucking kiss it.
I can't believe he licked my mole. I told you he would lick my mole. He said.
Who are you talking to?
He said you wouldn't lick the mole. Oh, he knows everything.
Do you mind if I ask the mole something?
He knows everything. The master knows everything.
Hey, Mr. Mole?
Yeah. Oh. She said it's a her. How dare you?
Miss Mole, I'm sorry. I'm bad at gender identification.
Tell me about it.
I can't stay here for too long. I have work to do. Sure. I have more items I need for my list.
Items for what list?
For my, well, it's not my list, it's his list.
His being the master. Is the master the person that has the strength of 10 dragons?
No, that's someone else. But the master has a secret.
A master, oh, what's the secret? I like secrets, I can keep a secret real good.
A master can bring back the dead, but I shouldn't say.
Wow, but you did just say it.
You shouldn't know anything. You're my enemies and you go away.
How do you know
Leave
that I'm
me
your
and,
enemy?
And Melina. Did I say Melina? Her name is Melina now because she changes shape and leave me and her alone.
I'm invisible. Melina. So I go behind him and lock the door so he can't leave.
Okay.
Melina, what Roll. Can you tell me about the master? Melina, I can talk to Melina.
If someone had a skeleton key, they could lock the door.
I'm going to fly real fast to that door and I'm going to lock it with my skeleton key.
Roll with a +2 for stealth.
20.
Shit! Whoa! God damn. He doesn't see you at all. You successfully lock the door, and
also,
who's gonna
make
goddamn
him drink?
He's more invisible than me.
I would like to loosen his tongue with a drink.
But I brought my own fungi.
Well,
yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah, well, fungi. No. You're gonna smell
what?
Quite fungent after you drink that fine liquor.
All right.
You gonna pour him a man-sized shot next, or?
Yeah. So I lock the door.
I can't abide this. I have too. He has too much work for me. I must be leaving. The door got locked.
Oh, how weird.
Who are you, though?
Who did that? So,
who are you?
You don't recognize me?
Little introduction.
Well, she knows about you.
Not a big deal, but I'm Helgarth Trinkledean.
She
I'm a
knows.
Very famous barbarian gnome. And turns out I can converse with animals. So I'd like to ask a question
animals.
Of your little friend there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
She says you can ask her.
Excuse me, miss. What can you tell me about the master?
She only speaks to me.
But she could talk to me.
Oh, you can
she
talk to animals, too.
Well, I can talk to Melina.
But she won't talk to him.
Are you on my side?
What kind of shit is this where I can talk to animals and they
oh, yeah. Oh, she's only on my, she's only on my side. She's not on your side. She and the master, we're not he's not on either of our sides. We're on his side.
Well, okay. So if we're all on his side, then it's no big deal. You can just tell me
what other animals do you talk to?
Whatever animals I feel like talking to. I talk to dogs, I talk to bunny rabbits.
So hold on, just to get back to the goal.
Oh, sure.
You guys have
helpful.
1 week. To find a ring.
Oh, shit. That's yeah.
You know that,
that
it's already been
ring.
Night and dawn. So you're eating into your time.
We have six.
Oh, right.
6 days left.
What do you know about the Knight of Bear Ring?
I know that Lady Ursa is not what she seems. Oh, what she's dangerous.
Lady Ursa is dangerous.
And I know where the ring is, but I can't tell you where it is.
Why can't you tell us?
Well, I took it.
Oh, okay.
You have it.
I got an idea.
Well, I wouldn't say I have it. It's in a very safe place.
I
what's
got
that place?
Okay, I got it. I'm going to go in front of him. I'm going to go ahead and reappear, and I'm going to use my magic to just do like a Vader chokehold.
He's
up
talking
in the
like
air.
Crazy. Why are you doing
Vader
that?
Vader chokehold. Here we go. 18.
All right, so you ooh, reappear, ooh, you are visible, and you've got a cut-off air supply.
I'm sorry, dude. This was really unnecessary. He wasn't like, I mean,
it was really cool, though.
Dude, hold
cool,
on. So
but
you're,
he's like singing
I blink.
Like a canary, and you're like
really
choking
quickly,
him for no reason. No,
you're
like,
attacking like this man?
I just need him to start talking.
Is this a torture, or are you attacking this man? Because if you're attacking this man, you need to roll initiative.
No.
It's a threat.
So you choke him as a threat?
Yes.
That sounds like an attack to me.
Wait, there's
all right,
two choices,
so it
though.
Sounds like we are in combat then.
Jesus Christ.
If you don't want to be in combat, you rolled an 18. I'll give you a chance to back out now.
I will just reappear.
Yeah!
And be like, hey, man, come on, just stop fucking around.
My master, you need to let me out of my top of my tower. My master needs me to find certain rare items for him.
You're going to have to tell us what rare
I
items
I sweep out
about.
From behind the bookshelf.
Are you a halfling?
Maybe.
Stop drinking your guilt away, little man.
I'm sorry, I got a dead white back here.
I'd like to fly right into his face and get him back on task.
How did
she dead?
Okay.
How did she dead?
How did she dead? It's really it's a sad story. Are you prepared for this?
I don't think we have time for your fucking boring story. We're trying to hear about the master and the items that he has to find and where is the ring of bearing.
I'm busy. I need to be collecting things. I can't have time for the likes of you. Mm. I must leave. The ring of the ring brings back the dead.
Okay,
okay.
Where
here
is
we go.
Great.
Here we go.
Thank
here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Us.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and do your chores for you, and will you give us the damn ring?
Only I may do the chores for the master, right, Melina? Right, she says yeah.
Where is the ring?
I cannot tell you. It's in a safe place.
I just stopped this guy from choking me to death.
How about
nothing
this?
Nothing you can do will make me reveal the location of the ring.
Okay.
Try your hardest, and I will laugh, and Melina will laugh, and then we'll have a steak dinner.
I'll laugh.
Okay.
Wait, a 20 on a truth-telling spell, he still couldn't tell me?
Look, I have
try it.
Work
try
to do.
It.
I have a list of rare items that must be found.
You can ask one question and the truth will be revealed.
Give me the full list of the...
No, just one question.
Okay.
Where's the goddamn ring?
Where's the goddamn ring?
The ring can be accessed from here, but you do not have the power to do that.
I'm a
son of a bitch.
That is maybe truthful, but it is
literally
useless.
From here.
If you're all 20, I'd tell you, but you didn't.
I got a 17.
It's inside Melina.
Yeah, and you know that.
It's inside Melina.
Oh yeah, Melina ate the
Don't
damn
touch
ring.
Melina.
Yeah. I'd like to fly out from the fucking...
Do
from
you
the,
want to roll?
Pixie! Evil yeah. Pixie!
I want to fly out from the shelf, and I would like to fly inside of Melina, and I would like to examine Melina's stomach.
That sounds like an attack.
I feel like we just skipped like 3 episodes.
Because you are assaulting the mole.
It's an examination.
It's an examination.
Assaulting because you have to...
You're thrusting deep inside her. That's an attack.
Could he ask... If his little friend that he hasn't seen, that no one
say hello to my little friend.
Melina, if you don't answer this question truthfully, my friend's gonna fly inside of you. Is the ring inside of you?
Melina only speaks to me, not to you.
Oh my god, let's just fight him already. I'm gonna fly inside that fucking mole.
Alrighty.
She didn't respond because she only speaks to me and not to you.
Seven.
Fly inside her.
Seven?
And I only speak to the master.
Alrighty, so, Torin has initiated combat by attempting to fly into Melina the mole's mouth. He rolled a 7, so it was denied. Can you please all roll initiative? You are starting combat.
God damn it.
4.
Roll again, please. Roll both again.
3. What is happening?
Can you both roll again as well?
1.
17.
10.
10. Well, 1, so last.
10?
10. I'm way more useless this season.
Well, I got a 3.
Torin was a 10.
What's that number you rolled there?
That was a 1.
What does that mean?
You get a drink.
Oh.
Yeah.
For yourself?
No, it's one of these.
I'll drink with you.
Thank you.
You don't have anything in there.
No, I need a shot. I don't get to
does
drink my
beer. Does
that
count for initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a 1. Ready? A 1's
oh,
a 1.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, be nice. Let me...
Thank you.
It's a baby.
I will initiate combat with my 17. I'm going to cast the spell Multiplicity. And my mole will multiply and turn into 12 dozen moles.
Plus
and
2 for the pun!
No!
And he will and she will attack all 144 of her will attack the pixie.
What?
What initiated combat?
What?
And you haven't got full health.
7.
No, I did. I had magic.
Yes!
I got the potion. I got the ice back. I
you didn't get it, but you have 2 moles now.
I have 2 moles now.
You have 2 moles.
Damn it.
One,
no,
and
only,
the
right,
second one
next.
Only lasts 1 round.
Hell. Damn
yeah.
It.
Hell. So next is Torin.
Next is Torin. Okay. Wait, so both moles are like flesh. Like they're real?
Yeah. Well, one's
which
real,
one
one's
is
not.
Which?
One's real, one's not. Yeah.
Oh my god. I want to fly inside his throat and I want to start stabbing shit inside him.
Roll a d20.
No.
Talk. Get the ring. Get the ring.
That makes more sense.
No, cutting his tongue out. Go, all go. All right,
cutting his tongue out. 18!
What?
It helped.
Oh, man.
You fly inside his open mouth. You cut out his tongue. He is no longer able to offer any more information.
Casting magical spells.
Damn it.
You can still cast magical spells.
What?
How's he going to say the
oh,
words?
No, no, no. You can still cast magical spells. He can think it, and the mole can do it.
Motherfuck!
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it!
They could...
Damn it.
No!
Right, roll a negative 1. Alrighty, Helgarth, it's your turn.
I'm just gonna headbutt him until I smash his skull in.
Which one, the mole or him? We need the ring.
Him, the mole knows everything. Fuck him. If the mole has
yeah,
nobody
he can
talk
to the
you,
mole.
It's gonna talk to me.
You're gonna hurt the mole?
No, he's gonna hurt the man.
The mole talks to him if he's there. If he's not there, the mole will talk to me. So I'm gonna bash his skull in.
He's got damage because he's got a bleeding mouth.
16.
Ooh, wow. You've bashed him in the head a couple of times.
Headbutt you in the face.
That's a 16 as well.
Head, oh man.
Yeah, Mole Man's real hurt. Real hurt.
That's a skull cracker right there.
Yeah.
All right, Maester, it's your turn.
Let's just reiterate the fact that I have the strength of how many gorillas, everyone?
10.
Not a big deal or anything.
I don't want to bring 10 dragons.
He knows someone that has the strength of 10
gorillas. I don't care who the fuck you know. I got the strength of 10 gorillas. You don't got the strength of... Jack
his
shit!
His name is Anus!
Anus?
What?
And a dragon, 10 dragons!
Anus. Has the strength of 10 dragons? You didn't mention that before!
You're the
lamer,
brother!
We all agreed to help you kill that son of a bitch!
Well, okay, so here's the
wait,
thing.
Wait, is Anus the master?
I should have mentioned this to you guys, but he's real strong.
Like, really, really strong. Oh, man, this partnership's getting worse
all the
time.
It's your turn.
I'm also going to pissed off at me if I load it
finally. Do something smart, please.
I have to roll. I mean...
Okay, can I just get the goddamn ring out of the mole? Or do I have to fight him?
You can roll to get the ring out of a mole.
I want to use a magnetism spell and pull the goddamn ring out of the goddamn mole.
So it doesn't hurt the mole.
11.
11 is a pass. You use a magnetism spell. There is no ring in the goddamn mole.
You said there was a goddamn ring in the mole.
No, I said that. It was probably.
But he agreed.
That's your turn.
He said that the ring could be accessed from here.
Upon further reflection,
in the mole.
It is a bit of a stretch to just kind of leap to that
conclusion. And the mole man's turn. What would you like to do?
I would like to cast mole hole on headbutt boy.
You get negative.
Cut your tongue out.
You
mouth.
Get negative one because no one can fucking understand you.
Okay, dog.
That's a pass. You hurt.
A hole appears beneath you, and you fall into it, and you're trapped for a turn.
Great, wow. And it works. Yeah.
You get to make up what that does after you roll.
Yeah, you're in the mole hole now. Bitch.
He passed mole hole.
Mole hole, guys.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to use a passive sneak.
No, your sneak is automatic because you're a rogue.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'd like to sneak behind him, and I'm going to stab him in the brain.
That's a plus two. You are real small, so I don't know if you can penetrate the skull, but you can give it a go. All
right.
He flies real fast. He can drive right in there.
Okay.
Let me ask something. Is he slow?
He's not. He's real fast. Slow?
Six.
Yeah, yes. That doesn't happen. You just make your way over there real slowly, and it kills you that it's slow.
The answer is yes, apparently.
All righty. Helgarth, it's your turn.
How many moles
are
Oh,
it's my turn
there?
Again. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to rip his head off and shove it up his asshole.
You have to climb out of the mole hole first.
You have to climb out of the mole hole
God
first.
Damn it.
Two.
You are stuck in the mole hole
Fucking
still.
Fucking fuck.
Maester, it's your turn.
All right.
Maester, do it.
I want to turn him to stone, but he can still talk.
Kenny,
I
want
to turn him to stone, but he can still talk.
Okay, turn him to stone.
He can still talk.
Stone skin of the bad cat. No, that's a 5.
That's a 15.
I'm
pretty sure that was a 19.
What?
Sorry, he doesn't have a tongue.
Yeah, it's hard to understand.
I have no idea.
He's like going.
I cut it out with teeth.
No, he uses a different one.
Okay.
Yeah. So the mole, it is your turn, mole man. What would you like to do? Would you like to say anything on the list?
Wait. Oh, I said that already. But yeah, okay. Sure.
Lady Urza that you're working for is dangerous. You shouldn't. She's not what she thinks.
We've been through that before, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
I have some suspicions.
She's secretly a bear.
Everybody, hang on a second. You're gonna die if you continue on the path that you're on.
He won't let me die.
If you'll just tell
it's
us Torrin's everything
turn.
We need to know.
It's Torrin's turn. Right. You rolled Torrin's initiative. Turn. You rolled initiative.
Look, you're on a bad path, son.
You're tiny, and I will quit you.
So, okay, I'm sure that. Like,
excuse me.
You're a tiny little baby boy.
You should kill me.
I am a woman.
The floral headpiece!
I fly up his nose and I stab his brain from the inside!
All right.
Beard surprised me.
The roll. Roll for that.
3.
You flail about. You sound real mean.
I got his freaking boogers on me.
Yeah, you do. As a 3, you get boogers on you.
God,
do a little snot rocket.
A bit sticky. Oh, okay, Helgarth, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to
Our dice suck.
Pull out clam drink, and I'm going to stab him in the armpit, and I'm going to twist it around and around and around like a figure eight and rip off all of his skin in one fluid movement.
You're going to flay him?
It's like when you peel him. But in one orange.
I'm
going to
peel him like one of those little cuties.
Cutie clementines.
You're doing it in one piece?
I'm just going to be like...
Roll for me.
You got to do...
That's a 9.
You
just tickle.
Yeah, you don't actually hit skin. You just sit there making.
You guys are really bad at attacking me.
Okay,
I got it.
You
got
it.
Shut.
Wait,
you
You started off strong, but now it's like, I'm going to
now I can't sheathe it without it tasting blood, so someone's going to pay for that.
By the way, I almost attacked earlier, and you guys all stopped me, and now we're in the middle of goddamn combat. So, anyways,
I'm going to go ahead and do a push. I'm going to do like a force push.
I like
he's going to hit
push.
The wall.
Yep.
And he's going to, like, the bricks are going to, like, form over his arms and legs so he can't, like, get off the wall. So he's, like, trapped to the wall.
Force push and wall.
Maybe you know you have a trend there, Sam. When you cast magic spells, you overshoot.
Cast
18.
Wow.
18.
Oh. All right, you force push him, and the push happens near the mirror. You notice
he flies through the mirror.
So long, Jokers.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You notice that the mole man jumps into the mirror that is swirling as he approaches. He dives into the mirror, and the mirror sets behind him.
I got real bad news, guys. I can't sheath clam drink without it tasting blood, so who's it going to be?
Wait, is the mole still here?
The mole went with him. It was
both
attached
moles?
To his face.
Weren't there
both
a few
moles?
Oh, yeah, no, the second one was just only lasted one turn.
Oh. Damn it.
But you are in his office, and you can look around.
Let's loot the room.
Let's loot the room. Let's loot the room. Let's loot the room.
Okay, perception check.
Perception check.
Right. Don't loot my
room.
Who's
got nominated? Who's going to roll?
I got magic perception, and I'm going to use a little perception check to add as a bonus.
Yep.
Oh my god!
It was a
you.
Hey, I found out that the mirror fucking did something,
you
didn't
unlucky
I?
Unlucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, you did.
You know
did,
what?
You
I'm gonna
did.
Dive headfirst in the goddamn mirror, and you guys gotta fucking follow me, aren't
you? Can you just wait
roll
till
roll for damage. Roll for damage. The higher you roll, the more damage you get.
Three.
Okay, you don't hurt yourself so bad. Right. You. Would you like to roll for perception?
I would like to roll for perception.
Go.
Teeny tiny perception.
Weakness kind of blue.
12.
You notice in the room there is a tiny chest, a scroll, and 22 gold pieces, plus a note. What's on the note? You'll find out next week on Fun Guns and Flaggers.
Oh!
Cheerio,
mates! And let's have a round as buddies and pals.
From the University of Pennsylvania.
Where can people find you?
Microphone. YouTube.com/boytalk.
Yay! Thank you so much, guys. Remember, if you are Patreon and you do donate, you can contribute to the campaign in a lot of capacities. Do you have $5 or more donated? You get the episode a day early. Plus, if you donate $10 or more, you get a vlog of the after episode as well. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
She cut it.
Thunder Mip.
What's that?
People. It's a guild I work for.
That's not.
No, it's not.
You didn't roll high enough.
Great work, Maester. We're all rooting for you.
How drunk are you?
I don't know. Your hands.
Open your real good eye. Open your good eye.